What does JAC stand for?
Jack.
Jack.
Jack. Jack. Jack.
It's new for UQ.
Journalism and communications.
JACradio.com.au.
It's new for UQ.
JACradio.com.au.
The Queensland Police's recent crackdown on the increase of the production, the use, and the sale of party drugs, most notably MDMA and cocaine, in southeast Queensland has thrown the topic of drugs into the region's spotlight. However, all debates aside, how do people get so heavily into drugs? What is it like to be trapped in such a dark world? And what sort of level of functionality can a drug addict maintain, if any at all? I sat down with a recovering drug addict to get an insight.
This is Jack.
JACradio.com.au.
Jack.
Radio.
When did you first try drugs and were you pressured into it?
I had weed first when I was 14 and yeah, I was pressured into it. A friend who had an older friend had it. I wanted to go through, I guess. But, like, I don't know, I never really thought about doing it beforehand until, you know.
What about other drugs?
Well, I mean, I just smoked weed mostly for a while, and then after a couple of months, ecstasy came a bit later, and I was pretty into weed by that stage, but eventually it became familiar, and I wanted something new. I wanted something a bit harder, a bit more like euphoric, something that would work better. So I started taking ecstasy on the weekends, and then
when was that?
That was just after I graduated, so like just after grade 12, probably those like school holidays after then. Mainly like the first time I tried it was at schoolies.
How did you become addicted to drugs?
I don't know, it's a bit of a weird story. I mean, I never really had the best life at home when I was growing up. But I don't think I became addicted because of that. But it was a really bad time and I was pretty out of it. I started taking drugs because of my life at home, but I became addicted or dependent because I kept taking them. They were always around.
Was this because of the people you were hanging around with, or?
I mean, yeah, most of the time it was. I mean, I'd still do it by myself every now and then, but I mean, I guess if I wasn't hanging around with those people all the time, or you mean, like, at all, I probably wouldn't have tried it or got into it as much as I did.
What was the draw to using drugs?
Not a lot, really. I mean, it made me feel good, and I liked doing it, or at least I thought I did.
What led you towards help for your addiction?
I got kicked out of home eventually. I mean, that was a big thing. I tried living without, you know, support for a while, but you know, it was really hard. It was weird because, I mean, I didn't really care at first because I'd always hated home and I'd wanted a way out. And when I got kicked out, I thought I was awesome, you know. I don't want to live at home. Like, my parents are boring anyway and they annoy me. So, like, these guys I moved in with weren't doing well either. So we sort of fit in together. Made, like, you know, a new sort of family, I guess. They were doing it hard as well. Turned out to be really eye-opening for me. I was lucky to realize that I needed to stop before I completely ruined my life.
Who did you turn to for support?
Mostly family and friends. My true friends, who I had sort of fallen out with since I got really into using, were hugely helpful as well. I mean, they were always around when I needed them, even though I'd sort of pushed them away. They were still there for me in the end, which, you know, was a really big deterrent from going back to it, because, you know, these people, they cared so much, and, you know, just still care, even though, like, after everything that I'd done.
How did addiction affect your life?
Well, I mean, I was depressed all the time, and I'd rarely leave the house. I lost friends. I made friendships that I only realized later were based on using and partying. I mean, it wasn't a good experience in a whole. I mean, I thought I was having fun at the time, but now when I look back at it, I just realize how much of my life I just wasted.
How did you get better? Like, how did you get clean?
I only realized I needed and wanted to stop taking drugs once I got out of the house that I moved into. I was back at home and stayed there. It was cold turkey, I guess. I tried to keep busy at home. It wasn't easy. I couldn't sleep. I didn't feel like eating anything. But I had no option but to get through it if I wanted to be clean.
What is most rewarding and what motivates you to stay clean?
Just there's so many opportunities out there for me now, and to be able to create my own opportunities, which is something I felt I had no control over before when I was using.
How has the experience as a whole changed your life?
I feel better than I ever have before about everything. I just feel lucky that I turned it around before it was too late.
And what would you say to the casual user? Would you tell them to stop, or?
Well, telling them to stop isn't really the right way to go about it. I tell them to be extremely careful. I think that you can use drugs and still be able to function at some level, but it's a dangerous line and you can get trapped easily.
Thank you for your time.
This is Jack.
JACradio.com.au.
Jack
Radio.
Even though the dangers of drugs are well known and well documented, society still has a somewhat skewed view of addicts. The program coordinator for the Alcohol and Drug Foundation, Michelle Washer, explains.
I mean, that's a common sort of terminology, which is not necessarily accurate into the terms of someone's use. Like, people can abuse substances, but they can also be dependent on substances.
Also, society generally thinks that addicts lack a healthy state of mind or mentality, and see that as the root of their addiction. However, this too is not the case.
Well, I mean, that comes up to the person, the way they think. I mean, you can have dual diagnosis clients too, the ones that have mental health issues. So they've actually got two diagnoses. They have a mental health issue and a substance abuse or dependence issue. So it would be basically twice as hard for them because they've got to deal with both things. And I guess, yeah, there's a person always, there has to be a want to stop using in there.
So they need to be strong mentally to kick the habit,
I guess? Not necessarily. They just have to want to do it.